house. First, you have to define what is the chiyuv put upon. The chiyuv put upon the person, the chiyuv put upon the house. The Gemara says, Omar Sheshis, Achsenoi chayiv b'nei chanukah. Achsenoi gets the chayiv b'nei chanukah. However, Omar Mazerio, Marosh, Chiyabinu b'irav, and as in the yeshiva, Shafidu b'prite b'adish b'izo. The beginning when I was in yeshiva, as a bacher, I stayed in someone's house. I was mishtatev with my balabas, with the fruto. But in Sivir, Isto, Amino, after I got married, I said, Hashtav, I don't know, once I got married, even though he was in yeshiva and he was not home, it was enough because someone lived in his house. So first, I guess it's kind of in the Hanukkah. If he's a bacher, he can either light by himself or be mishtatev with fruto. However, once he's married, he's not mukhiv to light halakhis neres, except maybe out of sharp, otherwise not mukhiv to. Why is his wife light for him in the house? The first shell is, what's the chiddush of Achsenoi chayiv b'nei chanukah? You have something, Achsenoi is chayiv in tefillin, Achsenoi is chayiv in mitzvahs, Achsenoi is a yidda, yidda chayiv no mitzvahs. What's the chiddush of Achsenoi is chayiv in chanukah? Says the Rambam, what's the chiddush? Oyuch, afal pi she'ein lo bayis, even though he has no bayis, to loy temo, don't tell me din ner chanukah kedim mezuzah. You might think the din of Ner Chanukah is like mezuzah. I just like my mezuzah. If you have a house, you put up a mezuzah. If you have no house, you don't have to put up a mezuzah. Why you have no house? You might think the same thing by Chanukah. You have no house, you don't play Chanukah in areas. Komushin in the bayis put up a mezuzah. Kamash Mlon, no, you still have in Ner Chanukah. The commentary of Yechidish says, you might think it's like mezuzah. Kamash Mlon, it's not like mezuzah. Where the Olam says over, the Sforim, is a Chakiro. What's the story of a Chanukah? Is it Chiv upon the Gabra? And based upon you like tefillin and mezuzah, like tefillin and sukkah and lulav and all these other cases, the chiv put upon you and you have to make sure you have the mitzvah. Or is the chiv on the chetzo, on the bayis? If you have mezuzah, put up a mezuzah. If you have a mikvah, if you have a house, put up a mikvah. You have no house, you have to put up a mikvah. You have no house, you have to put up a mezuzah. Who is the chiv put upon, the gavra or the bayis? So what's the chiddush of the rab? Come on, the those one time, or if someone say, what's the chiddush of the rab? Kavash was the chiv on the gavra. You might think it's a chiv upon the bayis. Therefore, if you have a bayis for a menorah, if you have a bayis for a menorah, kamash mon no chiv upon the gavro. What's enough for me, no? Let's say you have no house, sitting on the park bench, or let's make it more practical, when we saw this course, you're in the army, and sometimes you do not pitch a tent, without the shelter, what's the tent, the house or not. Let's say you're sleeping outside in the field. What's the law called? Do you have to light a menorah or not? So those who are tiny, such as Liazah, or Zipru, and Tiske Chubas, brings it down, Likoilik, Steve upon the Gavro. And just like if you're in the field, you have to put on tefillin. Who did, if you're in the field, you have to let him know. They did put upon the Gavro. Mike, there are numerous rayas for her, numerous rayas. One is, one discusses how many brachas to make. Last night we made three brachas. Person, the first night, when he has, there's something called Bichsai Raya, a person who cannot make the brachas, what's the halacha? So he should make Sh'os Nisim. When he sees another menorah, and to make also the bracha of Shechianu, we should not make the first bracha of Lahavik Ner. What's the case that he's not lighting? Says Rashi, what's the case? He's on a Sfino. Actually, there's two cases. Either he has no bias, or he's on a Sfino. So why the Sfino, the Maisa, let him go light? What's the meaning of you? He's in the field, can go light. If Numus Achoinim, the Masham, and the Moshe, and Chumos, the Yeraya, you have no bias, the Maisa, you're potter. The Maisa, you're potter. Why? If you're on a Sfino, you're not on a bias. You're on a bias, that's why you don't light. That's one time that the chiv put upon the bayis, that chiv put upon the gavra. Now those one back where the rabbi, the Shvat Yitzchak, being that numerous Rishonim, who say the case of the Sfina is, he had no ner, he had no candle with him. Upshat, he had a candle, he didn't like, it's not a bayis. But you can act away that rabbi. But otherwise, the place in Sukkah, that's above, he writes over there, why it was Chomer Masakin to make Rifsa Raya. He writes, they clearly said, why for someone who has no bayis? Someone has no house, that's what the Masakin is for. Another way they bring down a lot of the when a person lights in the basic Knesset, he makes the brachas on the basic Knesset, does he have to light at home? There's all the question about it, yes. I imagine he lit in the shul, why? He didn't light in his bias. So you see, he didn't have to light by your bias. Another way they bring down a lot of the Rambam, he says, the chiv called bias to bias. So Shiram is a chiv upon the house. Therefore, from Moshe, Mishlom, Zalman, and all of the opening these different rites down, a kind of vada chiv is put upon a person's house. You're summarizing an argument, Maskin. So you could say, that Machlokes could say the Rambam understand it's against the din of the Gavro. You could say the Rambam, Tosfos, and Rashi said the din of the Chetzo. Could be. We'll get to what the Torah together is. Because it's machlokes, there is a small one. It's machlokes. How is bayah? Let's say the Rambam holds the chiv called bayah. Bayah is chiv in the bayis. It's a fascinating Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. The Rambam they discuss is there are certain mitzvahs that the chiv do, and there are certain mitzvahs the words are doymer to rishus, not rishus, but doymer to rishus. The person in the halacha bayis he writes what is the case by derais. He says where the case of chiv. He says sukkah lulav. Those are cases that the chiv mamish. Means we always have to do it whether they have a house or not. Yes, go do these things. I think that's doima to achiv or doima to rishus. Well, is that like mezuzah, Michael? Why is it doima? If you have a house, you have a chiv to put up a mezuzah, but you don't have to have a house. Michael, if you have a house, you can put up a Michael, you don't have to put up a Michael. But if you have a house, then you can put up a Michael. The things that doima to rishus, and I think that's by the rishus. Allah Gimel said, I'll give you an example by the rabbonans. The things that are chiv gama by the rabbonans. He says, like what? Like mikra megillah, and looks near Shabbat, and looks near Chanukah, the chiv mamish. The things that doima to achiv, or more like rishus, what, like erev, it's going to sedai, you have to wash. You have to eat bread. If you eat bread, you have to wash. There's no chiv, simply go do until sedai. The Rambam says clearly, what is a chiv? The chiv I put upon a person all the time is, he says, the chiv in the Rabbanon is Shabbos. And he says, a lux in a Chanukah. The Chanukah is the chiv in the Gabriel. The Rambam says the chiv in the Gabriel, it says the chiv called Bayis and Bayis. So the passage is, how Shlom Zalman, Chaim, and others say, so what is Yisoy of Chanukah? It's not Yisoy of Chiv on the Gavra, it's not Yisoy of Chiv on the Bayis. That's in both. Chiv on the Gavra to light by a Bayis. Chiv put upon a person, and where do you have to light? You have to light by called Bayis to Bayis. You have no Bayis, you can light it. You do Birk Saroya, you make a Brachot from Elton Menorah. But the Chiv put upon the person where to do it by the Bayis. And that's the Lashon of Neishu, the Sugil, it's Ki'ilu Hiru Chayvus HaBayis. It's the Chayvus HaBayis. Avad is the Chiv on the Gavra. About a person has to do it. However, what you have to do, he has to do it by a bias. So it comes out, you understand, this was the Chiddush, I heard last year the argument of the Rashi about it for a while, but he stuck to his guns, that is there, everyone knows the law is by Chanukah. You have to go around and make sure you get a menorah. Get oil, you have to go collect by the Pesachim, well, even Moshe Kisoth, you go sell, where last night, by Moshe Anshul, you have to even go sell your clothing for it. Well, that's to get a bias. Let's see in the park bench all year round. If you have a Chiv, you have a chiv to go let him know. But the chiv to let him know is only by a bias. You have to be much like to go get a bias. You have to be much like to just like get a know what's in your bias. So either pass the words of the Rambam, and Biyashu said this way last year, and the Malach and others say, from the Lashon Rambam, it's a chiv, what? Just like the chiv, and either Rabban, like Megillah, everyone understands, you have to, however, kind of mitzvah Megillah, you have to go buy him Megillah to Mekhain the mitzvah. And by Lulav, you have to go buy a Lulav to Mekhain the mitzvah. And by Shaykh, you have to go buy a Shaykh to Mekhain the mitzvah. Which, if you cannot be Mekhain the mitzvah, Allah is not out of bayis, you have to go buy a house. If you get with someone else's house, Mekhain the mitzvah that way. We have a chiv, mamash to Mekhain, so you have a chiv to go collect by the Sotim to go get a house. And once you have a house, you can go buy a house. So finally, it comes out the passion to get you the chiv on the gap to make sure you have a bayis. Therefore, if you're in the field, you make a brothel. If you're lighting in the field, you make a bracha. Hash is not. You have no bias. Therefore, Moshe, Shlomo Zalman, Biyashiv, and Nusach Achoinim say clearly, Avada, that if you light in the field, if I don't make a bracha, if I don't even light, the chiv is part of Gavit, light by a bias. And Korah, as a fun, you could say, that's what he fakkin. Skechuva is literally the clear. Skechuva is the malak of all the Achoinim. They quoted those who are only say you make a bracha, and Mamash, the other side, wrote no famous to say, you don't make a bracha, you don't even light, and he doesn't bring them down at all. Hash is the chiv of the Gavit, put upon when you have a bias. Otherwise, the field of Chush is not life. The violent field is not life. No, that's Chush. I hear there. Be a locha. Depends on how you answer, be a locha. Be a ben. Lots of talk, certainly, yes. Be a locha. What is this? That's shall we will find it wanna be a lot of lot of psalm says Mishbu about it, right? By Tov Rishon and Hay. By Mechik Sus, I depends on which tarot to be a lot of answers, right? Depends which mouth the answers okay to be a betting one. You should have lamed. Fine. Lots of psalm we have to go do. If you go get a house, go around collecting stuff, I have to go buy a house. I guess it all the time goes anyway past this, but not even for Chanukah. Fine. So Maisa, now we have the saying the healing on the Gavra to make sure you have a bias. Now the shell is willing to get a bias. What defines the house? So, for example, a case in Sukkah and Av Gimel, learned discusses by putting from the Zozo, definitely dollar dollar, not dollar dollar, in numerous cases. So you have to have a bias, or can you have your refrigerator box, the guy in the park bench has a refrigerator box, go light over there, because that's also his bias, less than 4x4. So the shell is you need to have it 4x4 or not. Machlokes, the Maisa, the Shlomo Zalman says you don't need to, and if you can make it with a brachah, so it looks like the house. Rashi says you also you don't need to be ma'aser because you should not make a bracha upon it. So maybe you need a chaloy shem bayis, which is after dalal dalal. But a shayla ben ma'aser, everyone agrees you lie. No, a shayla was a bracha, not a bracha. Sorry. You have to be a bias, yeah. So you live inside. Not the time you own your refrigerator box, you put it on a mask. You put it over your park bench, and you live inside, and you're letting that bias. Fine. Now, once you have to have a bias, what defines a person's house? What defines a person's house? For example, let's say you eat one place and you sleep somewhere else. Is the bias the place where you eat, or the bias the place where you sleep? So come along to the Ramah writes, talking giant Zion, the ikka place where you like, the place where you eat. Place we eat, that's your mokum. You might sleep somewhere else, the place we eat, that's your mokum. The Chaz brings down the Raya from Erev Kateris, being more discusses, is the pita the ikker or the shein of the ikker? We pasken clearly, the pita the ikker, the bread the ikker, and that's how the mice and the shivru and the tomato, the place you pasken. The lot is the mokum aki loso ikker. The place we eat, that is the ikker place to find your place. Therefore, for example, you discussed by Sukkah. Why by Sukkah? Loka yet have a Sukkah, Zayin al Zayin. Why Zayin al Zayin? I think most over there says, because you have six on six for yourself and a tefach for the Shulchan. Says the Ragachava Lamaisa, you sleep without a Shulchan. So why need after seven on seven? So he says, what makes you buy it? It's happy, Roy Fahila. If you don't have Fahila, it's only Shaina. Shaina's not your house, and the Sukkah has to be a place where you eat. And the emphasis of the Ragachava, why make a rough one? Sukkah only when you eat and not when you sleep? What makes you buy it? It's Achila. Achila is the Echer. Make a bracha on achilah and a pito. So far, it's ma'aser. What makes for this place is where you eat. What's nachmino? Let's take the Bnei Yeshiva of the Bochum. Let's take you to Simon. He sleeps in one place, and he eats the Yeshiva's meal. The main dining room. I didn't mean to look around. Then take people like they sleep in one place to eat somewhere else. The Chacham says, if ikka, makom achilah is the ikka. So let's say they eat in the main dining room. Bechura, what should you do? And he sleeps, let's say, in the Friedman. So what should you do? You should make a bracha we eat. And therefore the numerous paiskim, whether in Rechaim Kishreiber, he passed that way the Mokum Achila Manas Nikr, Kidu, the Chasnish, and the Stifler, and Rechaim Kinyevsky, and Ryan Kotler Lakewood, Ryan Kotler, these guys can sleep somewhere else. They eat in the dining group, or Ryan Kotler says, you would you like to lie in the dining group? Why Mokum Achila also is the Ikr? I tell you that the Ikr is where you eat.
It doesn't change when Shiva or your house go like that.
Your house is one big house.
Shiva is such a big dining room, and your private room is definitely more.
So, Shramer says no, and my fellow says no, and we get the other side. But the those are certainly kind of we have Ramah that says Makhmet philosophy Ishka, and we take those words literally, and might see Ishka place. What defines a person's Muslim is we? So that's any of the numerous Gedalim arguments say by Kerat. Says in Shlom Azaman, if you ate, that was a feast that you Makhmet. Let's say every day you eat in a restaurant, every day you go to Makhmet Belize Shank. Let's say every day you go there, you should go like there. Every day you go to the pizza shop, sometimes too much. So every day, they shmam mishlay the pizza shop. That's their mokum. Ikka achila, so that's the ikka mokum because they eat it every day. They eat it mamash for a snack during seder, and they eat it for lunch, and they even go in later on and during second seder for not a slice. Fine, that's mamash your mokum. No, it's not your mokum. Why? Maybe in the oven. That's not your place. It's a restaurant. It's a place that you went there for an hour to get or 5 minutes to happily eat. You could learn. But my sense, that's not your mokum. Everyone understands the restaurant is not your place. So who didn't say themselves is out? What's yeshiva? Yeshiva b'etzim is where you sleep. That's your place. The dining room is what? It's like a restaurant. Or Moshe is a little bit different lunch, and he says, in the dining room, you have no place that's miyuchud for you. Nothing's miyuchud. Even in Yeshiva, it's not miyuchud for you. But it's not miyuchud. It's not defined. It's not nikkud that's yours. There's no bailiff that's yours. So nothing here that shows that's yours. More like going to a restaurant. It's more of a free ball, which you hope to get your place to get your piece what you can survive and go on to the next day. But that's nothing to do with your mocking your place. If you're a Moshe, Shlomo Zalman, and Eliashiv, and Rishtobuk, or it's an awesome dying way, they all say, in yeshiva or chalap office, Abadi Paskin Makom Ishlo the Iker. But this is not your makom. It has to be makom, and you have to define which makom is the Iker, the Achilo, or the yeshiva, or the Sheino. But it has to first be your makom. If this doesn't classify as being your makom, therefore, wish you light. If you eat in one place and sleep in another place, you should light where you sleep, because that is your makom. You have a bilus, you have a bed, even though the mice that can move you around from room to room. But mice, so this is your makom, this is your place, it's clear and defined, it's yours, it's not like your restaurant. Therefore, where exactly is your person light? Machloikis. Should you go after a mokum achilosei light in the dining room? Let's see, in one building. Or should you go after where you sleep? Halacha lemaaseh, Reb Chaim Vianki says, and what the Oilim seems to do, Reb Chaim says, the vada is not ikkar, go after where you eat. However, let's say you want to be choshish to go for the other shito. It says, you should do, if you go where you sleep, you should eat the two sudas. If you sleep there, and you eat the two sudas on Hanukkah every day, eat too many meals there. So the mice in the Sunavias do on Chanukah, so they take out the food. Yehuda does it also, takes out his food. He eats in the Zoom. And therefore, he gets all the cheetahs. He lights in Friedman. And he sleeps there, and he eats there. Why? He gets all the cheetahs. The Rabbi Asher says, God, he writes, the lock is the ikir shayna. It says, right to eat one cheetah there. It doesn't appear to eat anything, but it says one cheetah. Sounds like he owes one cheetah is enough. The Maestro of Chaim says two cheetahs. Bnei Shiva, you seem to be mad, but eat two cheetahs. Everyone always discusses what two cheetahs mean. Have a snack, and take a slice there, that mom eat there my whole entire meal. So that's the question of Chaim. Chaim himself says, it has to be two cheetahs. He says, well, you have to wash. He says, let's say you don't wash for lunch, you don't have to wash. No dinner washing until tonight. Dinner's the end of a stew dough. Whatever you have for lunch, it has to be for lunch. If you don't wash, fine, if you do wash, yeah, but you can just have a snack. It doesn't make you mocking. You have to manage make it into your mocking. Making two cheetahs, that's your mocking for Achila and for Shana. So again, what do you talk about the Paiskim? What the minik seems to be among the Machmirim, and Gamma also in Yeshivas, the very Machmir, and I put up signs before Chanukah, can't take food out of the dining room, fine, and they pass me at the line in the dining room, wine, water, the Konam, left out the Machmir, the Paiskim. The Maisa, Afi Cheshvin, what it should be, either you should take food to the dining room, or take your bed to the dining room. So either one, the Maisa, Kepal Sheetas, and that's who, again, in the more mature Yeshivas, they tell them, you can take your food out, no problem, and go eat in the room, and go to the dining room. And that's my thing with most guys in Shiva Smir who know the Shiloh best they do. But that's again, it's Achila's Iker or the Shayna's Iker. Now, let's say you don't want to do that. You want to light one place and you chush on the Shito. You want Mishtaftif in another place. So again, so you set off the Gemara and Shabbos, the Sugiv Achsanoi being Mishtaftif or Futo. The Locha again clearly, it guess, goes to a person's house and he sleeps there and he eats there. The Locha is he gives Mishtaftif with him, give him a Futo. And he'll be matching part of the shaman, and therefore he lights for him, and he'll be kind of mitzvah. So when and what do we say the get of Asnoi is being a chilek of the balabos? So just make six different levels. First, what's poshut? The Gemara says an Asnoi, a get in a person's house. A loka is a get in a person's house. He can be started with the balabos. That's one case, simple. The balabos is the ikker, you're the topple, you're going to be toifel yourself towards him, and be chilek part of him. It's like a child in the father's house, how they can light him. If we didn't bring to that, it's going to be an accident, I guess. What? Oh, we'll get to maybe that.
He can't light himself.
He can light himself. But again, the guys won't be mad when they will, let's say, we'll get all the case, guys by a shoe, they're now in the tap box. They light somewhere else, where it was light by the window. They're afraid of the rash sheet, they want to light by the tap come to the bayit. So what they do, they say, I want them to shut the food up. A lot of guys, the shalot different menorahs in the mirror especially. So shalot helps. We'll get to the different sheetahs. That's the way it comes up when people are trying to be machmir. They want to go through sheetahs. So again, one thing more is clearly not snowy. It can be mishat to the baal boss.
What about
next case. Let's say you're a baal boss. Can you mishat to the snowy? You have a guest in your house, and you want to give him a pruta, let him light. To the post, no. The side of Achsanoi is what, no point in your side, just because Achsanoi means it. The side is what, that he's a toffel to the Balbos, he can be started to become a chilk power of the Balbos, like a Bnei Bayit can be started himself to the father. He's a toffel to the Balbos. Can a Balbos give a future to the Achsanoi? No, what's that? He's a Balbos, he's Achsanoi. What? No, to make a Shlia, light him. But to be a chilk part of you, and be nichtus inside your shaman? No. That's the second level. The third level is, let's say you two balabatim in one dira. For example, I have my bed and you have your bed in the dira. I have my pita, you have your pita. I pay, you pay. You both men, we go both to the hotel together. Myself, we don't do anything together. I'm not your guest, you're not my guest. We're two equal people in one apartment. What is that? There'd be a lot of exam in Tafer Shai Zahin. My colleague is between the Lavosh and the Pichadosh. Is actually a case of an Aksanoi? It can be a Mishnatif or you can't. It'd be a lot of them. My colleague is the biggest of places and say, let's kill a Vadish Bimachman. Point to one side, you're doing nothing. You're mishtafting them, so what? You know she does not, just like a balabas, not toffle to the Asnoi. Who didn't two balabas cannot be mishtafted. So again, it comes out, Asnoi can be mishtafted with balabas. A balabas cannot with Asnoi. Two balabas and one deer is my place to be in the Bialok, Bichosh versus Lavosh, and we're not, we're as Machmir. And fourth case is, let's say two balabas and two different deers. The whole time, if you love, the whole time my place is when you're two guys in one room. Let's say two people in a hotel, two apartments in the apartment building. I like to light outside. Guy wants a mishap meeting in a different apartment building, and he wants a different apartment in the same exact building. He wants to mishap with me. He says, I have my chutz be a lot. Yeah, but anyway, second night, I want a mishap with you. I want a mishap with you. So that's nothing. That has nothing to do with the machlokes. You want to say that that's nothing. We mishavah me, that's only the whole machlokes in the bialachta. When you have one diva, we might have a shaykh with each other. We're part together. I can mishavah with you, you mishavah with me, machlokes. But you're in one apartment, I'm in another apartment, you mishavah with me, what shaykh does one do with another?
We share a kotzer.
We don't share anything more than just a kotzer. We don't share a bayit, a house. We share a courtyard.
Like, everyone has a
separate room. Oh, so come out, in yeshiva will come out. In one room, you can maybe get a bowl with the big yeshiva. We have two different rooms in yeshiva. Think about what is yeshiva. Think about what is yeshiva. The yeshiva, container of yeshiva, which was mentioned last time, is really one big happy family. There's a bunch of rooms in this one big happy family. Let's say we rent a house together, and I get one bedroom, you get another bedroom. That Lepura will be a case of two alabatis for one deal. Therefore, in yeshiva, Lepura really depends how you find Lepura. Again, we mentioned last time, Hashem yeshiva is near that way. It's really one big happy family, let the Ryan's machnet. So if the guy really has a problem, the guy who's lying by his window, to Ryan's machnet him. He's machnet him, so the mice say he's not a chilek of the entire building, not one big happy family. But that's his room specifically, so him maybe he can't be mishatta. But you have to know what Ryan's machnet, machnet, just the room, and plus the entire sheet of, if the room exactly where I did, if he did it. Fine. But myself, Yechaz will come out again. If you're in one dira, there's Mashiach and Machlakis. If you're two different diras, myself said, actually, one is not to do with another, and there's no point to being Mashiach. A next level is what happens if the in the yeshiva itself, the manal is there, or the yeshiva is there. Let's go back again. I can go one step back. When I said about two bucks in the yeshiva, let's make different levels fair. Asnoi is tough with the balabas. Balabas is not tough with the asnoi. Two balabatim in one dira is machlokes and bialacha. There are two balabatim, two different diras. That is machlokes to the bad is nothing. Now let's go. Let's make the fifth step. Let's discuss yeshiva. Really, yeshiva is not that simple. A yeshiva is a big shaila. What exactly is that? In the shvatitzvah, you bring down for Yashiv. Yashiv wants to tie now that yeshiva is better. Again, it's just like in the house. That everyone understands that one brother collects the other brother's bedroom is one thing. Shvatitzchak has a couple of pages to explain that in the yeshiva specifically, since all one pita, it's not pshat when two balabatim are my pita, you are your pita. That's my two balabatim, that's the machlokes like in the bialacha. However, we're all eating from one pita, except I get one portion, another portion, we sit and eat together, it's all from one source of food, and that makes into one. And then you want to say, l'kuli almo, you can't be mishnatim. That's what we ask the titans. Maestro emotion, shmaitz emotion. And the Rebbe gave a shir, lahak is against this malach, to know it still depends upon the machlokes pre-chadosh, and the lavosh, the maestro, and the bnei yeshiva should not be mishatim. The next level is, let's say the bachur in yeshiva, and there's also the manal sits in yeshiva, or Rashiva is there, the Rashiva and the maestro used to sleep there, and he lights, are the bachur tofel to the balabal, to the manal. Those who want time there, yes, it's havadat, employ the one time there, if the manal is there, avadat sits. Because he can move people around, he can go the manal, he can do whatever he wants. Mashkiach, it's his achrayah, it's his responsibility, and the body is tough, the body can. Rashi says no, that not. So again, we have different challenges, you have to look to get out of this money. Look like we're living in the same building. Yeah. He has a manal, but he has to light the place. You're lighting and you're being toppled to his lighting. If he's lighting in his own house, you're toppled to your life, in your house.
Yeah.
Where's he lighting? So you'll be over here in your house. If he's not lighting where you're sleeping, you're sleeping over here. Let's say a father lights somewhere else, the kids have to light himself out. I don't know about how to start, but partially asking this, that the father lights one house, you have a key in your house, you have your own house. Fine, you were asking someone else before about getting a wife from Shat and Fruta, so I've never talked, for example, from Shlomo Zalman, all these studies of Shat and Fruta is why, because might see a guest, you pay for it, you have to also Shat for the Fruta for the Shemin. However, let's say you are a guest here, Tinom, then you have to Shat. Why? You start with the part of it. You're also going to pay anything to be by a chaver, by a shat of locker, and it's also free. Now, I don't not choose to do that way. I was not minded, didn't get a chance to mind into that way. But my sister, from Zaman says, and never talk about it in a way that you're a chino, you're also a shat of fruit. Fine.
So you have to make a
kinyan? What? I'm not sure. I have to mind the sheet. What as far? If it's far as like a child doesn't make a quoi. If you say this, it's not like Aksanoi, except Aksanoi that's going free, then you would have to make a swap. So I'm not sure, after my what's the swap around the Shito? Could be. Shoti has a whole, that's Chelik Chet, the whole Chelik about this. You have to be kind of not kind of be Lechem, not Lechem. After my, I'm not sure.
What happens if you're a guest in one house where you're sleeping and you're going to be eating in a different house?
So part of the Shal is, what is ikar achila of the shayna? Second challenge they discuss is why you're there for. Let's say everyone's there because you want to eat by this guy. I can eat place to sleep because you're somewhere else. They want tiny to hear the ikar is achila, so you come before the achila. Especially if I get it, you really came to sleep with this guy and spent time with this person. You need a place to eat because he's not making a meal. You go eat by somebody else. Somebody do that also. You go eat by his cousin. Why? Because he wants to travel with him, but eating by his cousin because you guys not going to make food together. That could be shayna. That's how ikar is a swam anaita.
You need to go away one day.
Also, next challenge is what defines a, how long makes a person's house. Let's say you go to the guy's house for 2 hours. Since it has a maybe in the oven, you eat there for meal, but I don't like there. I said, anyone says thinks you like there, it's like lying in the street. Going someplace for an hour or two, the vada does not make you muffin. Now the challenge is what does make you muffin? What defines you muffin? How long do you have to be in a place that says you buy it, that you like there? So the peace holders bring down a maestro. But a person went away for 8 days to his shvert for Chanukah, very nice. Son-in-law went to shvert for 8 days, and therefore that became his mokum. And says in Fichodesh Avada, that's the chiyuv, that's where you have to light for all 8 days. Come along the bialocha and chayadu, when they bring down this Fichodesh bialocha, they don't say it as a ma'isa. They say it together. Person goes away 8 days to his father or to his shvert for Chanukah. Avada, that is his mokum, and therefore says eat and sleep there. And therefore Avada, he lights there, even though he goes away for one meal. If he goes somewhere as a guest for meals, Avada, he lights and he eats. Avada, he lights by his shvert or by his parents. Now the shell is 8 days dafko, 8 days ma'am dafko. 8 days we have clear precautions in the school apartments. 8 days made him, makes him mokum. If there are 8 days, it's yours. Let's say, it's not 8 days, let's say go somewhere for one day. You eat there and sleep there for one day, is that your mokum or not? Those ones, Haina, Mali Ches, Mali Aleph, what's the difference between 8 days and one day? And they go away someplace for one day, that Avada is your place, it's Moshe. And from the Dalman, the Kamnetsky, the Merin South, they might say, Haina, if you go away for one day, that's your mokum, and that's what you like. And Moshe discussed even the old house, no problem. Kshat, go someplace for one day, you eat there and you sleep, and that's your mokum. Ashtar Hashem, you come along the...
Actually,
go
together, have
a sweet
and eat, and then...
Sweet and eat, certainly. The problem is if you start dividing them off, that's where a lot of problems. So let's say you sleep and eat there. Let's make it easy before we get to the problems. Sleep and eat there. Might have Shah Sheni, Vyashival is not the way. Vyashival, he makes like a cane show up, but he kind of like this, that when you light the earth show, this is lying to the outside, and the heat is put upon the bias, left upon the garb, and more upon the bias. If you want to find your place, you have to get some place to wave a canopy. Wave a canopy. You go for one, away for one day, you eat there, or 2 days, even 3 days. Eat and sleep there 3 days straight, that's not your mokum, you have to light the original house. For example, you are 8 days, I mean, you have a diwa, and you go away for Shabbat Hanukkah, Friday and Shabbat, 2 days. Tell the Hashem, would you like the original house? Letting the new house to drop, like all the drop is meaningless, nothing, no point at all. You have to light in your original, in the original house. He says, however, the doctor in Eretz Yisrael, not a foot floor, the foot floor is conceived upon the person, whoever he is, you can also go with him. You can do it with people in Lakewood, Shabbat, Hanukkah, Lakewood, everyone goes home. We're in the world, everyone lights, by the share, by the parents. So Rabbi Asher says, the whole time, din, what he's saying is that Eretz Yisrael, because Chiv is upon the outside for the bias, then the Chiv goes after way of Hanukkah. Masha came in Chutzlar, so Ekechiv is in the Bifnim on the people. Therefore, the Ekechiv and the Bifnim go away for a day or two. Wherever you are for that day, that's what you like.
Could
be Yisrael Yashiv. Should I ask him? I'll be said, but it should be the same thing. We said the chilul and gavra on the bias, right? The shell in America, the ik we did was the gavra, we doing the bifnim. Yeah, doing the window, it's more pesuminito. But the chiv is what? Except if you light by the windows, you put it by the window. And so the chiv is mamish for the outside. The chiv is mamish on the bias. The chiv upon the bias, if it says, you have to grab the bias wherever you operate, wherever you kind of go. Oh, so now come on, Rav Asher says, except if you fly away. You fly away, a body oiki in here, let's say you're in Eretz Yisrael, vice versa in America, and you, let's say in Eretz Yisrael for 6 days, and the last 2 days you flew to Chutzlar to Europe, that is oiki, that is a body oiki in here. It's not like you went away for Shabbat 2 days, to be, that's in here, a body oiki, you have to be flying once in Eretz Yisrael, that's in Eretz Yisrael, that's in Eretz Yisrael. However, you fly away, that a body oiki in here, that is not true. What?
Because
going to Nebrach, everyone understands what's your house. Your house is Yerushalayim. They went away for Shabbos. You're visiting Nebrach, right? It's not a temporary, it's not a real thing. But when you fly away, it's not your place anymore. It's your place. That's what he said. So come down again, so we have one sheet, we have, again, those say go mamash after one day, but Moshe from Zom, we go up to one day. We have a second sheet that says to go up to Rav and Chanukah, wherever you are, for a Chanukah, and those 2 days you're not there, you cannot like it, Rachel, that's all you have to write in the original place. You can sleep there, one day, yeah, Moshe means you can sleep there. A third sheet is interesting, is a missing Karelet, like you do when the Chai Kineska was a buffer, he went from the Shiva back to his father for Shabbos Chanukah, so if the Chajr is what to do. So the Lacha, this girl, to do the mother, you go up to wear Chanukah, except for Shabbos. Why Shabbos? Because that makes it Kfiyas for Shabbos, that makes it Lacha for Shabbos. So with Shabbos, if you go there and you go there for Shabbos, then what do you do? You can light them for Shabbos. So that's all all for Shabbos. You can light Thursday night, you can light Friday night. We'll get to more Shabbos. We'll get to it. So come on again, what is the Lacha? We have three Shittas. You go up to one day, Ramoshim from the Zabbos. To go after Rav Chanukah, the Biyashim. To go after Rav Chanukah, except for Shabbos. That's in the Sigrel, based upon the Chazanish. That's the Chazanish part from the Chazanish. Let's discuss two cases. One, discuss what to do Erev Shabbos, what to do Mosh Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, let's say you go away. You go from your little Machel, and you go to Harnof Shabbos. Wish you light, come back on the Biyashim, wish you light, and Machel. Now, one day two things, you know what? I'll light a Machel, take a cab quickly to Harnof Shabbos. You can do that. You have light, some of, to Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos, you're doing 20 minutes later. Kabbalah Shabbos, you can't do that. Fine. You can walk. Okay. What? Why can't you? She can't know the problem. She said, what's the Zman of Aloksnes on Erev Shabbos Chanukah? And Moshe, she did, has to be some of the Shabbos. That's the Zman. So fine. If that says, where she lies, she lies in the original house. She said, if you go away, what do you do? She said, the neighbor makes a bracha in his own menorah. He goes and then lights your menorah without a hestik, without talking, and Elisha is answered to the hestik. And therefore, he lights his menorah, then he lights your menorah. And what do you do? Your second house, you do nothing. Do a shliach. The second sheet, however, Shlomo Zalman and the Chavyeski, the Chazanish, they say, Makaret, why don't Shabbos come to Erev Shabbos? He lights a new place. He lights a new place. It comes out, what do Erev Shabbos make like this? Liyashu says, new place is meaningless if lighting in your original house. And Makaret, the Chazanish, and the Moshe, they say, Makaret, what do you do? You should light in your new house. And not in your original house. That's Erev Shabbos. So Chashad, the Moshe said to go away with Nokshad.
No Kshad.
No candles. You can go away a whole entire day, is no problem.
No what?
It says you go away for all day, is not a problem. Nokshad.
You
said no problem. There's a true about why? You get involved with the Chiv. The Chiv is when you have a Chiv upon the house, there's no problem with Kshad. The house is no Chiv put upon the house, no Kshad, no Kshad. Now it comes out, what's the best thing to do? Let's say Erev Shabbos. The best thing to do is to make a shliach in the original house. And what's the Mosh Shabbos? And Erev Shabbos, also in the new house you should do, you should stand next to the Baal Bos making a bracha, listen to him and say Amen, and go light your Omen. That's what you should do to get all the sheets if you can. It's not always an option, some people don't. It's not an option always, but let's say if you have an option, Erev Shabbos, you get someone to light your menorah with the shliach, we have sick, and when you are the new place, you get all the sheets like Chazanish, you should listen to somebody else, say Amen, and light your Omen. Depends if you have options. Mishad also. What? Oh, so we just go to someone else in the north and listen to them and then walk home with you over there. You cannot, in the coin of Lab Yashim, lighting the place to Brokaw Tom. What? Listen to somebody else.
No.
Make a Brokaw Tom. The Paskins, they chose the Paskins. There's another mouth class of the Paskins. The large chelik paschal goes along with being paschal. Fine, that's what to do Erev Shabbos. What to do Mosh Shabbos is very interesting. Comes out, what to do. According to Biyashiv, you also write, let him the original house. According to others, Taino, you should light the second house. However, Shlomo Zalman says like this. He makes an interesting cheshbon. Let's say a person lights a candle, and he plans to blow it out a second later. It's the kind of mitzvah. Even though it can last 5 hours, he said, no, you plan to blow up the candle. Maisa, since you did not give it Shemit last 5 hour. Let's go to the next page. Let's say you light a candle, you plan to bulldoze your house a minute later. So the chiv is what? On a government light by a bias for a half hour. I mean, kind of the mitzvah, someone is right from the sukkah and said, no, you plan to bulldoze your house more than discussing. Light one candle, and then light another one, the same bowl, it comes to my duty, not a kind of mitzvah. Why not a kind of mitzvah? I love to light one candle. Because when you lit the second, you plan to light the second one,
you knew if you do that, you would oik the first one, make it tamadur, if you're not mekayim the mitzvah. If you plan to bulldoze the house, he says, also, not the nice of mekayim the mitzvah. Why? You have to have a shet in there, buy it for half hour. And that's what Anlik Shlomo and Medali Shlomo and the Shulchan Shlomo, all three. But the first bit is in the simulation of Torah. So it says, now what happens? Let's say you watch Shabbos. You're supposed to light where you are. You light, and then you go back home. You went there for half hour. That's when you bulldoze the house. You're oiki your house. They have said of Shlomo Zalman, what did you watch Shabbos? You have to be there half hour. So if you're supposed to light in your new house.
You
didn't say anything. No, it only has to be there. We'll get to the next sheet. So again, we have one sheet of Lashon, the original house. If Shlomo Zalman says the new house, hell, you have to be there half hour. If not the half hour, you like, and you leave, that's meaningless. Why is it meaningless? Because in essence, you bulldoze the house. You lit it in there, and then you oik your house. You destroy the house. Therefore, you have to be there a half hour. A third sheet is the Chazanish. Chazanish says what? You have to, you might say you're there for Shabbos. However, it has to be a place for also much Shabbos in Rishon. Says the Chazanish, he told the Chaim that way, that what? You have to eat there much Shabbos, and you have to also eat there Sunday morning. The Esav Chaim is Sunday morning when you dock in your house, let's say you eat and the Hasa'ah towards Kuril, says, could be a smart thing. You have to eat there two meals. The Chazanish goes to Mahalat, the Ikkaz, the Achila, and you sleep there. You have to eat there two meals. You have to eat there Malach and Malcha. And before you even have to eat there Sunday morning, also a regular breakfast. And then you can go, not before, you cannot light the Mosh Shabbos. It comes out, what's the Mosh Shabbos? What's the Yatsi? Either according to B'yash of your original house, or according to Shlomo Zalman, half hour, or according to the Chazanish, two meals. What to do? So not always do the Balabas like for you to stay always on Sunday morning. So not always you have an option, and even if you try to put upon the person, it's not that nice sometimes. So it's not that you always have an option to do like all she does Mosh Shabbos. A big shallow, well, they definitely do much Shabbos. It's also a big problem. Usually, from the place where you are, until you get the place to get home, it's usually after half hour. And everyone's trying to run much Shabbos light of this man. You're marching into a big problem. According to the Chazanish, if you're light over here, you have to stay over until the next morning. Stay over the next morning, it's not always that simple. Even by relatives, you have kids, it's not that simple to stay over. LMI, we're going to run back. You usually get run back until you make a dull, until you run back. It's usually after a lot of this man. You might say, you'll be ma'akim according to a lot of this man. You won't get within 50 minutes of shkia. So the shell is what to make a shliach. The problem is you're not also yoyse. What happens? It depends what you're going to do. Shliach for the original house also will be on you. You do in this house what? And then what? And then what? Let's say you leave. So according to Shlomo Zalman, according to Shlomo Zalman, you're okay house. You don't have that house. Where are you? You know men's one. So you get home, you have to go late. What? You leave a half hour. According to Chazanish, you didn't eat here. According to Chazanish, what? You ate there. But that's still, that is the house.
Where are you on the road? The road you're on.
I'm not sure. What do you do a Shabbos? Chazanish says, very simple. We don't go away. That's what he says. We don't go away. So over there he says, give me a shear. I never heard him say it, but everyone over here comes over to me and says, I can't believe he's not made the Talmud of Berkowitz and what's going on over there. But he says, my shear is not going to Shabbat Chanukah. But again, Harvey Chelik Faisal, Mr. Kaplan, every year tries against going away from Shabbat Chanukah. And he says, everyone's wrong, he's going away. And gradually, if you ever know him, he's supposed to buy 10 guests a week, he always has 20 guests a week. Except Shabbat Chanukah, he walks home by himself, and no one's there with him, or less, mom is someone in the neighborhood. But the mom is Shabbat Chanukah, Mr. Kaplan, no one's with him. Why? He tells him, when I don't let you, you're not supposed to, we don't go away Shabbat Chanukah. Unless you're going to walk back and forth, which people, for that part, it's not worth it. I'll say, because you have a problem. You better switch life for yourself. It's not really good. Yeah, walk back and forth. What, make Ashliach? Yeah, you're going to have a problem when you go away Shabbat Chanukah, that's the best. I the mecca the mice to go away. Again, the Yashu says all that he did on this whole mind, the whole kumra, the dafkin etzol. I like goes back and couldn't in the lake because it gives the people talk about it. It gives people talk about it for the people inside. Therefore, wherever you are, that's where you like. So you have to be there half hour. That's about the half hour. You can't lie to go away half hour. So the mice people like to half hour. No matter how bad the kids are, half hour is fine.
Are you going to eat today?
What?
Could
the Chazish will have a problem? The regular house.
That's
your house. You can go anywhere. You're going out for an hour or two. That's nothing. The problem with the Kodesh Chazish is definitely a problem because he's just saying, "Why need two meals for? Why? Because that makes you mocking the Ikkaz Achila over the Sheinah. stay in the Chazish, you'll have a problem in America.
If
you light later. You can 12 hours to get light, but if you don't mind, because some of those sheets are saying in America anyway, it's an inside, like Ramad says. Anyway, in America, you can light as late as you want when people are still up. The stomach panel sheet is said that you light, we'll get back to
Thursday. Yeah. Thursday, you leave Friday morning early.
No, that's your house. They go back to the appearance of Shabbos. A lot of that's they find their wine. It's also a lot of that's their house. It's always a chilek of appearance. I don't mind the Rashi himself says he's wearing Rashi. No, but the Shiva Smear, fuck me, Israeli, not American. Do you mean it was what? That was simply by his father's house. Let's take a Rashi the mice is brought down. These are still the Israeli mice. None of the parents' house, some of the parents' house. Yes, yeah, Kiril, also Achilo. Let's think about that.
Doesn't Rashi call that your
Eichel,
your bias? You go to
your bias? Your Eichel, your bias, that means no more Chiyah for the pond, the bias. But when you listen to that half hour, Achilo, you want to, you can light and leave right away, maybe not for the half hour. That's what you're saying. That could be. No, so the shalat again is always how to look. What is the side of having two suitors? Again, everyone understands. Let's say you eat in the restaurant, right? The Rabbi Chazanish says don't lie in the restaurant. Everyone understands that. So when you're eating out, does that look to the restaurant? That's not a good point to eat by the person, to eat by them. And one meal is in your place to eat, so you set you up in some stranger's house and you have no idea who they are. Vada, you're not a chiluk for that. Vada, you like where you sleep. Fine. So again, the Ikka thing is what the Oilum says over, and numerous people say over again, this no always tries, all this tries, that myself shops kind of go with the vein, so it should not go away. Nay, Kustar, the next also should not go away. Fine. Next Chalik, just, we said before, it's also the Sugya in the Shabbos, more when it says that Achsanoi, from Shabbos of Pruto, however, let's say his wife's lighting for him at home, and the Lot says, even Achsanoi is not to light, why? Because Maisa, his wife's lighting from the bias, and therefore he's not here to light. What happens over here, it comes up numerous times, your father's coming from America, your mother's coming from America, and the time zones are different. So even though someone's lying in your house in New York, the mice in Israel came to Hanukkah, and the Yavachim, and it was not Mukui, it's the other way in America. Someone over there, you lied over here, let's say you have a house over here and you went to America. Are the Mekayim, the Chiyuvim, on different time zones? What is the Shiloh? The Ikkenei one time depends upon, what is, we said in the beginning, the Chiyuvim is put upon the Gavro. What? The Gavro to light by the bias. What is the Ikker? The Ikker the Gavro or the Ikker the bias? What's the Ikki side of the Chiyuv put upon a person? If the Ikker put upon a person, then the Maisa is not a Chiyuv yet. If the Ikker put upon a person, the light by his bias, the Maisa's bias has. The Maisa's bias has. So do we care about time zones or not? If you say the Ikker is on the Gavro, to light by the bias, the Maisa's bias has, so the Maisa, then in that case, you miss the Pashto. Now, Shankin, the Ikki's on the Gavro, you have no Chiyuv yet. It's wrong time, you have a Chiyuv right now. He's lying 7 hours difference. So you have a Chiyuv right now. Nice, Machlok, the Paiskin, from Zalman, and